A defiant President Joe Biden told a crowd of supporters in Madison that he is not dropping out of the presidential race. It's Monday, July 8th. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Mallory Chang. Coming up, the Wisconsin Supreme Court says voters can once again use ballot drop boxes for voting. A Milwaukee leader is pushing for the city to adopt the people's flag, and a new report says summer nights are getting hotter. That could have implications for public health. Stay with us. We'll be back after this break.
Politics, environment, trade. You know what's going on in Wisconsin thanks to the Wisconsin Today podcast. And thanks to you, these stories are available to Wisconsinites everywhere. Give now at WPR.org/givewitoday.
At a campaign event in Madison on Friday, President Joe Biden pledged to stay in the presidential race and defeat Republican Donald Trump. Robert DeAndrea has more.
After a shaky performance in last week's debate, Biden is seeking to reassure his party that he is capable of mounting a successful re-election campaign.
My friends, I'm in Wisconsin for one reason, because we're going to win Wisconsin again.
Biden says he is the only candidate with the moral character to be president, and he says he is not too old to deliver on a long list of Democratic priorities, from protecting abortion rights to fighting for paid leave. In a show of institutional support, Democratic leaders, including Governor Tony Evers, joined Biden at the rally. Republicans said the appearance in heavily Democratic Madison was a sign of the campaign's desperation. Robert DeAndrea, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin Supreme Court has restored access to absentee ballot drop boxes. Sarah Lear has more on the 4-3 ruling the court issued on Friday.
2 years ago, the state's high court concluded ballot drop boxes are illegal in most cases because they aren't specifically authorized under Wisconsin law. But since then, the state's high court has flipped from a conservative to a liberal majority. In a decision released Friday, liberal justices agreed to allow local clerks to provide drop boxes. Attorney David Fox argued the case on behalf of the progressive group Priorities USA. He says drop boxes give voters a safe and convenient option.
If anything, they're more secure and easier to secure than the mailboxes that are otherwise used to return mail ballots.
The ruling takes effect just months before November's presidential election. 4 years ago, Biden's margin of victory in Wisconsin came down to less than a percentage point. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
There's a renewed push in Milwaukee to adopt a new official city flag. The design is called Sunrise Over the Lake. It's blue, yellow, and white, and is meant to resemble a sunrise over Lake Michigan. It won a 2016 contest and is flying on front porches and flagpoles across the Milwaukee area. It's been dubbed the People's Flag of Milwaukee, but it was never officially adopted by city government. Instead, it's a flag from the 1950s. Milwaukee Alder Peter Burgolis introduced a resolution to adopt the newer design.
You know, this is the Milwaukee's people's flag, and it's in marketing for local products. Sports teams made uniforms out of the pattern and the colors. It's absolutely everywhere.
Burgolis said the Milwaukee Common Council will need to vote to approve the design. A new Central Wisconsin water trail is attracting more people to the Wisconsin River for kayaking and canoeing. As Rob Menser reports, organizers hope pursuing a national designation will bring even more paddlers to the region.
About 11,000 people paddled on the Great Pinery Heritage Trail in 2023, according to GIS data. That was a 14% increase from the year before. Bill Bertram is board president of the Wausau and Marathon County Parks Foundation. He says the water trail uses new technology to help paddlers plan their time on the water.
We've calculated all of those times based on the flow of the river, and then we put GIS markers on those. So if you have your cell phone and say, hey, I want to put in at Riverside and Merrill, and I want to get out at Brokaw, how long a time will that take me?
The trail extends through Lincoln and Marathon counties. Bertram says federal grants will help it achieve national water trail status next year. Rob Menser, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Dane County leaders are exploring plans for a drop-in center that aims to facilitate safer drug use. The proposal advanced by a county committee would use $800,000 from settlement proceeds from opioid companies. It would establish a facility where people can pick up supplies like sterile syringes and fentanyl test strips. During a committee meeting earlier this year, County Supervisor Rick Rose said the goal is creating a one-stop shop for preventing overdoses as well as the spread of infectious disease.
A place where people struggling can access clean, safe supplies and a pathway to recovery, and maybe even test the drugs they put into their bodies before we test them as a county after they're dead.
The county's health department is also studying whether it would be feasible to create a facility where people can use illicit drugs in a controlled setting. In 2021, New York became the first U.S. city to officially authorize supervised injection sites. And finally, as the world heats up, a recent report finds summer nights are warming more than days, including here in Wisconsin. As Danielle Kading reports, hot nights are making it harder for people to get a good night's rest and recover from the heat.
The group Climate Central looked at the number of days where the nighttime low was hotter than 68 degrees Fahrenheit. Public health experts recommend similar room temperatures for a good night's sleep. In Wisconsin, the report found 8 cities saw an average of 9 to 14 more hot nights each year than they would have seen without climate change in the last decade. Milwaukee physician Ann Getson with Healthy Climate Wisconsin says that can disrupt sleep, affecting the mind and stress levels.
But it can also put extra stress on systems like your heart and increase chances of having a heart attack or a stroke.
State climate scientists say the number of days at or above 70 degrees may grow 4 times higher by mid-century. Health officials say cities should examine more ways to reduce heat stress, including opening cooling centers at night. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that's today's podcast on this Monday morning. Thank you for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm Mallory Chang. Our producers today were Rob Menser and John Davis. You can catch us every weekday morning wherever you get your podcasts. Have a great day. We'll talk again tomorrow. Take care.